the concept as we have it, but what Tawheed is, the world is going more and more toward Tawheed. Tawheed is the belief that one God did it all, and that everything he made is related, has a relationship. Nothing is foreign in this thing that he did. And that life is one, and human life is one. We're one human family. And all wealth originally was provided by God, and whatever wealth man creates, he creates it because of God's provision to him, and the resources are there. So wealth ultimately belongs to God. All wealth ultimately belongs to God. So we can't just handle wealth and make decisions of how money is going to be allocated without respecting what God wants. Every human being that God made has a share in this wealth and the right to compete with other human beings to acquire the amount of wealth that they are able to acquire. Billionaire, he must be free to become a billionaire. If he has the ability to become a billionaire, we cannot hinder him from becoming a billionaire, as long as he conducts himself decently and does not deprive anybody else of their right to also become billionaire. So we have to learn what this religion is and relate it to the modern times and the world that we live in to see what are we to embrace that is in the American way of life or in the system of America. What are we to embrace? What are we to say, no, we can't accept that? That will pollute us, or that will bring a defect in us if we buy that from the American way of life. So we have to know what to reject and what to accept. Our freedom is not exactly American freedom. In fact, it's a long ways from being American freedom. American freedom is taken too far. Our freedom is first the freedom of the intellect, to find how it is to serve God's plan, God and his plan. That's the first. Our freedom is first the freedom of the intellect. That's where freedom starts for man. Then our freedom is freedom to pursue the destiny that Allah has for us. So if anybody want to block us from that, we have to defend our rights to our freedom. We have to fight for our freedom if we have to. We have to shed blood for our freedom if we have to. Yes, this is Islam. Don't be afraid to embrace Islam. We have to even shed blood, go to war, battle, and lose our lives to have this freedom if we have to. But Allah doesn't want us to lose our lives. He wants us to have this destination, this end, this community life that he has designed for us. So he says, if you are persecuted in one place, then don't say to Allah on the day of judgment, oh Allah, I couldn't do this because we were persecuted there. He says, my earth is spacious. Spacious. And right now, the land that's accommodating our plan for our community life, more than any other land that I know of anywhere, is the United States of America. And my last statement, as I close, is that Allah is bringing this world to envision a future that has a welcome to Islam and Muslims who will be true to their religion, bigger than it has to anybody else or to any other idea. Thank you very much. Let us build cities. Let us first start by building our families, by supporting our community efforts, our centers, our Islamic centers, and the efforts of those centers with a projection, with a view on having eventually neighborhoods and towns run by Muslims with laws and everything agreed upon by Muslims. All this can happen. No alcohol or drugs are to be found in this Mm-hmm. This is a drug-free, alcohol-free town. No gambling in this town. No prostitution in this town. No perverted acts in this town. If you're seen in the public, you're going to be arrested. Yes. The law will be enforced. The Lord help you if you're found guilty. The only thing will help you is the permission of God. We're going to be trying to execute His will to the letter. Yeah, and we can do that. We can do that. Believe me, we can do that. Now, if somebody not a Muslim come through the town, we have to respect their right not to obey these laws, you know. So we tell them, do you know what town you're in? Did you know there's no... Well, you may pass through, but next time, if you're caught with liquors or drugs on your possession, you won't see your town for a long time. Yes, we can do this. Don't think we can't. We can do this. Oh, yes. If a guy want to be a freak in his own bed with his shades down, help yourself. But if we catch out in the public, before our children doing it, we're going to cut your joints off. Thank you very much. May Allah guide us to the destination. As-salamu alaykum.
Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Dear Muslims, we've enjoyed, as usual, Imam. And He's enlightened us and inspired us. And we hope to take His words and go out and do greater work. For those who are here for our publishing conference, we're going to be meeting in Stout Hall A. We'll start at 6 o'clock, so we'll start at 15 minutes. That's on the front end of the campus, right on the west side of the main administration building. You'll see Stout Hall A. It's for those who came to the publishing meeting last time in Atlanta and those who have any expertise or insight in any aspect of publishing, such as writers, researchers, printers, proofreaders, publishers, anybody that has an interest and ready to get involved, we ask you to meet with us at 6 o'clock in 15 minutes at Stout Hall A. This time I want to bring up the Imam Sharif. He'll make a few more announcements and close out, so we're looking for the publishing meeting to start in just 15 minutes, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.